News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Holly bops, crimbo. These are phrases no self-respecting adult should say, and that is according to author and journalist Sophia Money-Coutts, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Sophia.
Hello, good morning.
I really enjoyed your article on awful expressions, of which there are many. What prompted you, because it felt like it was being dredged from you kind of viscerally, this article, in terms of your irritation?
Been waiting years to get all my words out. Well, it was really celebrity traitors. Last week, there was a bit of a row because Kate Garraway used the word flabbergasted and Tom Daley looked very shocked and surprised and later said to Alan Carr, who uses that word? And I actually think flabbergasted is a great word.
I agree.
And to me, it was quite refreshing to hear someone use a word like that instead of, you know, on Bake Off or on other reality shows, people are always going, oh, that's amazing, or oh, that's so incredible. So flabbergasted to me was refreshing.
And flabbergasted is also a proper word.
Yeah.
Which sort of appeals to the pedant in me.
Exactly. No, I agree. And it's an old fashioned word. It has its roots. I looked it up in the late 18th century. And as I said, how refreshing to hear a celebrity use a proper word instead of, oh, amazing. So that's really what sparked me. It sent me down this this rabbit hole of other things that I can't bear. And as I say at the top of the piece, it's very subjective. Obviously, language is very subjective. And what sort of makes my teeth itch may not make other people's flesh crawl in the same way. But yes.
You don't like new words. You don't like gifted. I was, you said, what's wrong with given? Do you know, like these makey uppy ones, really.
I'm
sensing a theme.
I'm only 40 and it makes me sound like I'm about 900 years old. But yeah, I think there are a lot of, I think the gifted thing, I don't know why, gifted as a verb has crept in recent years.
For sure, yep, absolutely.
And I just think present is a nicer word. I mean, I hesitate because probably some of these are Americanisms and I sound like my grandmother sort of fighting against them, because I do think gift probably is more American. I just like the word present. And I think, yeah, exactly. You don't have to gift someone something. You can just give it.
Gift is a social media word, I think. Everyone's gifted, or it's, you know,
yeah,
all
social,
of that.
Exactly. It's influencers, I think. Influencers have been gifted a handbag or a new pair of shoes.
You also are very irritated by the mess that is less and fewer.
Oh, God, again, I sound very old. But yes, less and fewer is a huge one. And I hear people do it on the radio, actually, and in podcasts all the time. And politicians, I've definitely heard in recent months, politicians talk of things like less taxes. And I become very Victor Meldrew, I'm afraid. And I shout at my radio because that should be, if it's numeric, if you can count it, I always give this example to people when they say they're confused, because plenty of people are confused by this these days. If it's, say, the number of chairs, 1, 2, 3, 4 chairs, and you take one away, you therefore have fewer chairs. That's the example I give. Whereas if it's flour, if you're making a cake and you have less flour because you can't count that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense to me.
I'm an English teacher, but
it makes sense to me. But I might be a bit odd myself. Before I leave you go, I loved your take on fur babies.
That I have a dog, and people, and I don't have children, and people often, even people in my family who should know better, refer to Dennis, my terrier, as my fur baby, and I just can't bear it, because I think comparisons between pets and children are silly and twee, and so that one also really drives me mad.
Twee is another good word. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Sophia Money-Coutts there. She's not wrong, Shane.
She's not wrong, and the listener agreeing. So many texts coming in on this. Shane, Ciara, referring to children as baby goats, kids, drives me mad.
Yeah, someone else says, hi guys, annoying sayings. My wife hates game changer, but without doubt, the most irritating new saying is living their best life.
Oh, I detest it. I hate it. Sean, you're so right. I hate it. Gear grinding phrase, happy out.
Happy out does annoy me too. I am happy out.
Garrett,
Shut up. Shut up, whoever says that.
Forever home.
I don't know that one. No, you do. Now we're in our forever home.
Oh, right.
That's what that one is.
Makes you want to vomit, especially when used by 30-somethings and a state agent says this.
Can I share my truth with you?
Please do.
I've been on a journey.
You're on a journey.
And I got great learnings from that. Yes, I got great learnings from my journey.
That's from your lived experience now,
I'm
Pat.
I'm reaching out to you here, Pat, for more.
And by the way, thank you very much for having me. That's another one which I hear on air all the time. It's only happened in the last 3 or 4 years, maybe since COVID. Thank you very much for having me.
Mm. Do you feel like saying, I haven't actually had you yet?
I always feel like the pleasure is entirely mine.
At this
phrase.
Point in time, somebody else saying it makes, to coin a phrase, makes me grind my
the use of criteria in this as a singular.
Here's a great one from Aaron. Whatevs.
Like, I kind of like whatevs.
Oh, no.
Whatevs.
No.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.